Welcome everybody. This is another day in the presence of the Lord. I welcome all of you to our daily oil. And this morning again, we're going to continue exploring the Holy Spirit and the influence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to invite your family, invite your friends, tell them that daily oil is on and they should come and join us. Praise God. Right about now, before we go any further, we're just going to invite the presence of the Holy Spirit. And there is this beautiful song that I like to worship Him with. It's called "You Deserve the Glory." Let's worship Him right now, right where you are, in your house. Let's welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit. Ah, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. There is no one else like you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Shevala, Sheva Geva, Shakato, Geva Lagis, Precanto, Shakare, Russo Kalevis. As you worship Him, miracles are beginning to happen. Miracles, 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 miracles. Rada Pashaka da Kapakuna Pajamas, Jeffrey Kadavalaganis, Mekanto Kapalanis, Shekalevis, Protagevis, Rakadevis. Of this lockdown, we decree your greatness, we decree your supremacy over every circumstance that we might face with. Jesus, you are great, and your miracles are beyond compare, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you are welcome. You are welcome. I tell you what, there is such an anointing, there is such a presence. I want to encourage you to, you know, use also this time to really grow in worship. Spend time with the Father right in your bedroom. play this type of songs. You know, you won't believe what God can do when you enter His presence. Hallelujah. Well, once again, you are welcome to Daily Oil. And I pray that all that we've been learning thus far has been a blessing to you. We've been learning about oil for living. We've learned about oil for protection. And this morning, we're going to learn about oil for intercession. Hallelujah. Intercession is all about praying, you know, prayer. And you know, one thing that I have found out about is that many a times, believers struggle to pray. If you remember the story of Jesus and his three most trusted disciples, he took them to a secluded place for prayer. And you know, he went and prayed and he came back to check. He found them sleeping. And Jesus said something that was very profound. He said, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." And we all know the importance of prayer in our life. We all know what prayer can do for us. But, you know, it's just amazing how difficult we find it sometimes to pray. And I want to tell you something. The presence of the Holy Spirit in your life will help you to pray. And it will cause you to pray. Maybe you want to improve your prayer life, but you don't know how to do it. I'm going to tell you something today. If you can start inviting the presence of the Holy Spirit, more of the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life, it will have a great impact and a great effect in your prayer life. Praise God. Come with me to the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. The Bible here says, "In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groanings. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God." Brothers and sisters, this morning, what I want to draw your attention to is the fact that one of the major areas where we are weak, you see, the flesh is weak, but the Spirit is willing. One of the major areas where we are weak is our prayer lives. That is a major area. We talk about prayer. We read about prayer, we attend teachings on prayer, but usually we struggle to pray. That is where the problem is. Now, Jesus told us that, Paul is speaking here to the Romans, he says, "The Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." And one of the weaknesses of the flesh is prayer. Yeah? How many of you have tried to pray and you started dozing off? Like Peter? Or how many of you have, you know, you were praying, but all of a sudden the phone rang and then you stopped the prayer and you went for the phone and you said you were going to come back to pray, and before you knew it, you never came back. Do you see what I'm saying? And how many of you, while you are praying, you are solving problems? That's the difficulty. And we know how important prayer is. The Bible says that Elijah was a man of like passions, that he prayed that it shouldn't rain, and he did it for 3.5 years. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave its rain. So I want to encourage you to realize this morning that I want to make you aware that prayer is not something that we do naturally. We sleep naturally, we eat naturally, we talk naturally, but we don't pray naturally. It's an area where we can become very weak, even when we love God. So the lesson this morning in our daily oil is that oil is for intercession. The more anointed you are, the easier it becomes for you to pray. And this might sound a bit strange for some of you, but sometimes I can pray for 3 hours. Actually, that is very normal to me. But it's not normal in my, and I'm not saying this to brag, by God's grace, you know, it's not normal because I can do it. It's normal because the Holy Spirit enables me to do it. So Jesus, through Paul, says, the Spirit himself intercedes for us. So when you have the Holy Spirit active in your life, your prayer life becomes active. Those days of boring prayer life are over in your life. Those days where you are praying and you are falling asleep, and you know, it's okay. From time to time, you can fall asleep when you are praying. It happens to me. I don't want to lie to you. It does happen. But I want you to know that he will keep helping you in those weaknesses, and you will become stronger in your prayer life. And that's why Jesus says, pray for the Holy Ghost. You see, if you who are wicked know how to give good gifts to your children, how much will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? To those who ask. You see, the Holy Spirit is connected to asking, to prayer. So the more you ask, the more he gives. And the more he gives, the more you can ask. I pray that you will grow in your prayer life through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Not by your own strength, but by the strength that the Holy Ghost will make available to you. Hallelujah. I see you rising in intercession. I see you praying in the night. You know, during this time where we are at home, this is the best time for you to grow your prayer life, you know. This is the best time for you to develop in the Spirit. I mean, I can understand when you're going to work, so you pray for 30 minutes or for 10 minutes. Now you're at home the whole time. How about you start getting new territories by the Holy Spirit? How about you breach the 1 hour mark? How about you break the 2 hour mark? How about you break the 3 hour mark? How about you go for 4 hours praying in tongues? Hallelujah. I see you praying. Amen. And I want to invite you to join me later today, because today is Wednesday. You're going to join me later today, and we're going to, from 4 until 6, I want you to join me right here. We're going to pray, and you're going to see that when you pray with the help of the Holy Ghost, you can actually go for hours praying. Hallelujah. May God bless you. Please tune it again around 4 if you can. I know some of you are struggling with data, but God is going to help you. Hallelujah. And maybe let me tell you this. Now that you're not going to school, now that you're not going to work, it means all the money you used to use for transport, all the money you used to use for food at school, why don't you direct that money into data? Great idea, isn't it? Spend that money in data. Get data. You know, we'll also post on our Facebook page some networks that are really good and